Hello.
Hello. Mrs. Mary, I'm calling with Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? You will definitely going to vote. You're very likely to vote. You're somewhat likely to vote. Not very likely to vote. Not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote.
I'm voting.
So would you say definitely? Thank you. Yep. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
No party affiliation.
Thank you so much. And what is your main racial background?
Racial, white.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
I'll tell you I'm around 60.
Okay, thank you. And let me ask you, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or wrong direction?
In Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
You're not talking in the country, you're talking in Florida.
In Florida, yes.
Florida is right.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and the state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? Inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas, K-12 education, local growth and development, illegal immigration, crime and public safety, climate and environment, abortion, taxes, housing and property insurance cost, the economy and jobs, access and cost of healthcare.
I'm going to say inflation.
Thank you so much. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You definitely vote for Democratic, you'll probably vote for Democratic, definitely vote for Republican, or probably vote for Republican.
Probably vote for Republican.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
And would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
I'm kind of in the middle of that, but I mostly approve of it. So let's just say I'm strongly right now.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Let's start with Sienna Osta.
I don't know them.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris? Is favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable at this point.
Thank you. What about Mike Caruso?
Mike Caruso. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump?
Definitely voting for Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate, or Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
I don't know either. one of them. But okay. at this point, I would probably, because I go either way, I would probably just go all Republican at this point.
Understand.
There's no independence, right? There's no independence running?
Knowing the options. I just have Democratic and Republican.
that would be the problem.
So would you say Mike Caruso is Republican, or maybe you are?
I'm going to just go 100% to the right, so I'm doing Republican.
Okay, perfect. Let's continue. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso? You say probably or definitely.
Yeah, probably. We'll use a probably on that one.
Now, you will be now asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, ma'am. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Either way, but I would say I probably lean more with two Republican if there's no independent candidate.
Understand.
I like libertarian.
Okay. And thank you so much. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Associate degree.
Thank you so much. And what is your religion?
I am a Christian.
Okay. Would you say Protestant, Catholic?
No, I'm kind of more of just a reformed. Do you have that option, reformed?
I have the option for other. Don't worry. Let me just clarify here.
Yeah, other. Let's go other.
Well, with this, we conclude our survey. I do appreciate your time and kindness helping me with these questions, ma'am.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Take care.